Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where we talk about the good news of Jesus that is both eternal and everyday good news. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 38, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth," which is not a summary of the Old Testament, by the way. It was one of the ways that rich people were blocked from taking advantage of poor people. It is part of the Old Testament law. It's not a summary of it. Then Jesus says, "But I say to you, resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well," which for a first century listener would have left them naked if they had taken this literally. "And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you." Jesus goes on to say, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount, and turn the other cheek is the beginning move of neighbor love of enemy. It's the initial step. And I think in 2018, we are fine with the idea of loving our enemy. We're not sure we have enemies, but the culture is pluralistic and tolerant, and so love enemies, sure, but I don't think we do it. Picture a handful of people, up to three, that you're angry with. Have you prayed for them? Not about the conflict. There's so much in the Sermon on the Mount and in the book of Matthew about conflict and conflicting well and how to think about it and do it and when to enlist the help of others. But before that comes praying for those who persecute us. And let's tweak the language a little bit. Praying for those who might be angry with us. And more importantly, I think, praying for those that we are angry with. Have you prayed for them? As I was writing this podcast and thinking about it, I realized I had to, because I'm trying to be as low level of a hypocrite as possible. And I found that it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. And so I want to encourage you to do the same thing, not because I found out it wasn't that hard, but because Jesus commands us to pray for those who persecute us. Picture three people that you're angry with. And pray for them. And don't pray about the conflict. Pray for their protection, like the end of the Lord's Prayer. Pray for their provision. Give us this day our daily bread. Pray for their general blessing. And then say amen. I hope that you pause the podcast actually and do this. And hopefully for you, it wasn't that difficult either. I think one of the reasons that I resist sometimes doing this is because when I've heard pastors talk about it, they're a little flippant with emotions. Like, if you do this, you'll feel better. And I'm not assuming that. I'm not assuming that when you pray for the two or three people that you're angry with, you then feel a lot better. I am assuming that Jesus said we're to pray for those who persecute us, that he said that on purpose, and that it's good, both to follow him and good for our heart and good for theirs, and good in the powerful cosmic sense that prayer matters, good. And so I hope that you paused and took a few minutes to pray for those that you're mad at. Pray for their protection and their provision and their blessing without mentioning the conflict with them. Reflecting the times that people ask Jesus questions about this. How often do we forgive 70 times 7? What do we do when someone perpetrates evil against us? We turn the other cheek. Always in every situation? Nope. But as a lifestyle of love? Yep. And so, in order to follow Jesus with our activity, I hope that you took a few minutes and stopped the podcast and prayed for those who you are angry with, which is a colloquial interpretation of those who persecute you. And I hope that it encouraged you that you're following Jesus into a life of life.